Okay, check this out. This is a piece of origami. This is a paper that I folded this weekend. Like, I've been totally geeking out over this, and I wanted to share it with you for a couple reasons. The first, I don't know, it's just super cool, right? The second is because there's actually a marketing lesson in it. And by the way, if you, I want to show you like how satisfying this looks, but if you are a podcast listener, if you're just listening to the Breakthrough Marketing Secrets podcast, this is obviously something visual. And so you can go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/origami to be able to see the video, to see the first few seconds of this episode, so you can see this cool pattern as it like goes in and out. So this type of origami, I got excited about it because they're actually using it inside the space, like in the space program. They take solar panels and they design them based on how these origami folds are done. And then they can fold them up into this very small, tiny thing that can shoot up inside a rocket into space. And then when they launch the satellite, they're able to open up these solar panels that the satellites can then use for power. And so it's a super cool way to get this like big, bulky thing up into space without it being bulky on the launch. And so, again, like, what does the origami have to do with marketing? Well, I'm going to talk to you about something called the 3-second rule. And no, we're not just talking about food dropping on the ground. It's what we'll cover in today's episode, and it also is completely relevant to me showing you this origami at the opening. These are the proven direct response marketing, copywriting, and entrepreneurship success strategies you can use today to write your own ticket and create the life you want. I am Roy Furr, and this is Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Now, here's today's breakthrough. Okay. So I got excited to show you this origami for, again, for a couple of reasons. I'm just geeking out on it, right? Because, I don't know, this is a fun, cool thing to do. And it's really, like, as my son would say, satisfying. It's so satisfying to be able to just like open and close this like an accordion. But the other thing is, it's a very visual and interesting, compelling thing to look at that I was showing you within the first 3 seconds of the video to capture your attention, to hook your attention, and get you here with me for the rest of today's episode. And part of the reason that I did this, part of the inspiration for this, is because I'm going through this book, Hook Point by Brennan Kane. And this book, I mean, as marketers, as copywriters, we know that the first sale that we have to make is the attention sale. We have to get somebody to pay attention. We have to get somebody to like give us their attention throughout the marketing message, throughout, even if it's a YouTube video, even if it's a podcast episode, whatever, we have to get their attention within the first couple seconds, the first 3 seconds. And one of the reasons for actually using the 3 seconds here was because Facebook actually starts measuring video views at 3 seconds, which is how long they've determined you are going to be on a video if you are not just scrolling past it. So if a video catches your attention in the first 3 seconds, then it's considered a video view on Facebook. Otherwise, it's considered a scroll because of Facebook's autoplay, right? But the other thing is 3-second rule, like food. I drop the food on the ground, count to three, pick it up, right? The reality is, for food, bacteria can get on the food basically as soon as it hits the ground. So maybe don't use the 3-second rule for food, but it's a pretty good one for attention in marketing. And so if you want to get someone's attention, you know that you need some kind of hook. You need some kind of compelling thing to draw them in. And traditionally with copywriting, we think of, oh, the headline. The headline is what hooks them. But the reality is, today we live in such a multimedia world that the hook could be something visual. It could be origami on the screen, right? It can be this interesting origami pattern that I'm showing you. It could be some like weird art thing going on the page. It could be, you know, somebody doing a prank or somebody like running their bike into a wall or some visually interesting, shocking thing or something visually related to your market, whatever it is, right? It's about capturing the attention in the first 3 seconds and then having that attention. And by the way, I'm going to say capturing the attention in a pretty relevant way. So I was able to make origami relevant to the marketing message, right? But I'm not going to necessarily do some random attention grabbing hook if I'm not able to make it relevant. So you capture that attention in the first 3 seconds and you carry it over into the rest of your marketing message. So this book, Hook Point by Brennan Kane, it talks about how critical it is and how all of us as marketers, as content creators, as people just out there trying to get attention in the world, if we you know, make our livings off of getting attention of people and perhaps bringing them into our world where we're able to give them a lot of value once we have their attention, then you have to master this. And it's becoming even more important. It's becoming harder. Algorithms are optimizing for who is best able to grab and hold attention. And so you have to be able to do this in a highly effective way. And it's something you have to study. It's something that you have to look for. It's something that you have to, get good at and practice and optimize and test different approaches to getting attention. And when you do that, once you have that attention, then you take that hook, right? Like then you're able to tell your story and then you're able to make your offer and you're able to bring that through, but it doesn't matter unless you're able to get the attention within the first 3 seconds, because people are zooming by you as they're scrolling Facebook, as they're going through YouTube, they're like, you know, zooming by you there, as they're all these places, you have less than 3 seconds to capture their attention. And honestly, like as somebody who meditates, as somebody who practices mindfulness, as somebody who values slowing down, as somebody who values disconnecting from this like constant barrage of dopamine-inducing stimulation, part of me doesn't love this. But the reality is that we are in this world where me showing you this fancy origami, right? Me showing this to you and using that as a way to capture your attention visually so that we can slow down and have this conversation and I can deliver this value about, in this case, capturing attention. Like that's what's needed and is necessary for us to get our messages out into the marketplace today. And if you want to learn more, I'll include a link in the description to Hook Point by Brennan Kane. I'm finding it to be a good book. I'm only partway through at this point. I'm finding it to be pretty fascinating. And he has a good story as well. Let's see. And importantly, hooking the attention is only the first step. So, you know, like I said, that hook has to be connected to your story, to your offer. You have to have a whole progression of relevant connections where you take someone from that first moment where you get their attention and then you get them actually interested in your messaging. And then through that interest in your messaging, you start to teach them about something that is available to them, some positive future state that's possible if they take certain actions and get them desiring to take that action. And then actually get them to take that action, which is buying your product or service. And for all of that psychology and persuasion and the underlying structure of the messages that come after the hook, well, that's not really in Hook Point, but it is in my High Velocity Copywriting Training Program. And so I'll include a link to that as well. It's part of the BTMS Insiders Members Library, which is like Netflix for copywriting and marketing training. So you pay one low monthly fee, you get instant streaming access to everything. The links are in the description with this episode. I'll also make sure to include a link if you're listening to the podcast to /origami so that you can see the actual visual of this pretty cool origami. You know, like I said, I'm geeking out about it because it does look cool. It's fun to play with, right? It's the super satisfying pattern of origami that you can make with paper. Anyways, that's breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com/origami. My name is Roy Furr. This has been your daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. I would love it if you'd leave a comment with this episode. Let me know on a scale of 1 to 10 how valuable you found it and why. What are your action items? What are your takeaways? What are you planning to do as a result of this? How are you planning to get better at hooks in your marketing? Also, tap that like button before you go so you get more content like this delivered to you. And so those magical algorithms of the internet will share it with more people like you who will find it valuable. You can certainly share it with folks directly and subscribe before you go. You can subscribe here. Also, go to breakthroughmarketingsecrets.com. Get my daily emails Monday through Friday, including these episode notifications and more exclusive content for email subscribers. I'm Roy Furr. Always aim for 10 out of 10 value. Hope I've delivered it here, and I'll catch you again in the next episode. Thank you once again for tuning in to this daily episode of Breakthrough Marketing Secrets. Remember, check out the links with this episode for even more value. Now make sure you like, comment, share, subscribe, and engage in every way you can to keep this show going and growing and delivering daily value to you. I'll catch you soon for your next big breakthrough.